Here's a thought about cute dessert. Yes, one of my earlier digital cameras had pre-programmed settings that would adjust all the camera configurations for various scene scenarios. And one of those scene scenarios was called cute dessert. I guess the thinking by the manufacturers are that lots and lots of people are taking pictures of what they're about to eat and sharing it on social media with all their friends. And if they wanted to take a picture of their dessert and show their friends what they're having as a sweet treat after dinner, they could take a picture of a cute dessert and all the camera settings would be ideal for that. Well, for some reason, this just tickles my fancy bone. And I guess it's maybe because I keep thinking about Edward Weston. What would EW say about the cute dessert setting on a modern digital camera? And I keep thinking about his Pepper number 30, of course, and all those pictures of bananas that he made and all of that. And somehow, if you want to know the difference between how most cameras are being used today by most people to make snapshots and social media sharing and all of that kind of stuff, and what a fine art photographer is, I can't think of a better example than cute dessert. I could just imagine Edward Weston setting up his 8x10 camera and pointing it at that pepper and saying to himself, "My goodness, what a cute dessert this is." There's just something fundamentally different between cute dessert and what Edward Weston was trying to do. And once you sort of get a handle on that, I think you've got a pretty good definition of the difference between snapshot photography and fine art photography.